Adam Maguire has the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Ryanair has reported a profit after tax of €1.43 billion for the year to the end of March. It compares to a €355 million loss in the previous year, and it's up 43% on its last pre-pandemic results. Revenues, passenger numbers and average fares were all higher. The airline expects further growth again this year. Neil Sorahan is Chief Financial Officer at Ryanair. He joins me on the line now. Neil, a lot of pent-up demand last year. You clearly benefited from that. Are you sure you can repeat the trick again this year?
We're seeing huge demand for travel this year, Adam. Easter in particular was very strong, although in fairness, it was badly impacted last year by the invasion of Ukraine. But as we look into peak summer, pricing and bookings are running ahead of the prior year. We expect to grow traffic this year from 169 million last year to 185 million, which is a 10% increase. We'd be comfortable that we will hit that target, subject to Boeing getting all of the aircraft to us on time. If you look at European capacity, it's about 90-95% of where it was pre-COVID. We're at 125% of our pre-COVID capacity. So yeah, I'd be comfortable that we will continue to drive profitability for the next year.
People's budgets obviously particularly squeezed this year. Your fares are up and they're probably going to go up again over the course of the year. So you still expect to grow despite that?
We do, and I mean, we've got a higher fuel bill. We expect to pay about €1 billion extra on our fuel over the course of the next year, which is about €5 per passenger. We would be hopeful. Now, we don't have huge visibility beyond the back end of Q2, but we would be hopeful and cautiously optimistic that we will grow profits on a year-on-year basis. We've got the lowest cost base of any airline in Europe. We've got the strongest balance sheet, and that enables us to grow very strongly. We've got huge market shares all across Europe, and I think our operational resilience last summer, where other airlines were cancelling flights, we were operating full schedules. That's feeding into a goodwill dividend with passengers obviously not willing to take the risk on their travel experience this summer.
You mentioned their fuel costs and your scale as well, and you talk in your results about your low emissions on a per passenger basis, but given that scale, you're actually one of Europe's biggest polluters. Ryanair named Europe's most polluting airline by transport and environment, 13.3 million tonnes of carbon burnt last year. When are you going to actually start cutting your actual emissions?
Well, you're already seeing we've set an ambitious target for ourselves between now and 2030 to cut CO2 per passenger kilometre by 10%. And we're looking potentially on the back of the new game changer follow-on order, the MAX 10, which is 20% more fuel efficient, cutting that even further beyond 2030. I think the key here is that if you look at Sustainalytics, they have ranked Ryanair the number one airline in Europe for ESG. And, you know, our CO2 per passenger kilometre is about 50% lower than it is with the legacy carriers. We're flying with more fuel-efficient aircraft. We've got the most ambitious target of any airline in Europe when it comes to sustainable aviation fuels, where we plan to pick up 12.5% of our fuel through SAF by 2030. And we continue to work and invest very heavily in reducing CO2. So I think the key thing is that older aircraft and other airlines will be taking out. We're seeing more people migrating towards our lower fuel burn model, and that will continue for the next decade and beyond.
If you reduce your carbon burn per passenger per kilometre, that's all well and good, but of course if you're growing passenger numbers and you have a target of 300 million passengers by 2034, which is a huge increase, your total emissions will continue to rise, and that's the figure that matters. So are you going to prioritise growth of the business over your cutting of emissions?
The point, Adam, at the same time, you're seeing capacity coming out from other airlines as people migrate over to the more fuel-efficient airline in Europe. And, you know, as I said, don't take my word for it, but Sustainalytics, MSCI and CDP have all ranked us as a leader on this front. We've got a huge advantage. I mean, the key area where CO2 impacts from aviation is actually long haul. Long haul flying accounts for about 57% of CO2 emissions, yet it's excluded from the emissions trading system in Europe, which defies logic at a time when we're all doing our best to reduce our burn per passenger kilometre. Okay. So, you know, we're a leader in this area.
Neil Sorahan, Chief Financial Officer at Ryanair, thank you very much for that.